We are still continuing with the book of Kings. We are chapter 14 this time. We have a very interesting text here, which I believe has lessons for us today. And again, as I mentioned last time, we read about these kings. Sometimes the focus is on a certain king, a king from the north, and yet also the king of the south will be brought in. And I mentioned last week that the reason is the fact that God sees them as one people, and he deals with them equally and with no partiality. And so we have seen that. And no matter how a king might be righteous, that doesn't exempt them from also God really pointing out the things that are not right in their lives. So the text we have today teaches us really one lesson. And this one lesson is that pride before the downfall, and the pride leads to really downfall most of the time. And we see the pride of these kings in the ways where he has he moved to do something that he was not asked to do, and that is pride. When you are proud enough, you think that you are the masters of everything, and then you get yourself in trouble. But for us as Christians, as believers, we are to be really very careful in the battles that we fight. We are not just to cast ourselves into every battles, because not every battles is assigned for us. It's the only battles that the Lord assigned for us that we could win successfully through God's help and through his grace. That is so important. And I know it is a slippery ground, so we find ourselves easily wanting to get involved with things that we are not called to be involved in, and it's something we need to learn. And so by God's grace and by his mercy and his blessings, that we discern the battles that are there for us, because we can get ourselves into troubles if we go ahead of the Lord and we are not walking with him and we are not listening to him. That is what happened. So this king, king of Judah, he was exceptionally successful in what he was doing. So if we read together, refreshing our things, I won't be spending a lot of time today, but just let us read and see and have a feel of what he was going, he was doing. In the second year of Jehoash, son of... Thank you, Michael, for reading for us earlier. Yeah, in the second... But I'm doing this to refresh my memory myself. So in the second year of Jehoash, son of Jehoash, king of Israel, Amaziah... So in Arabic, I read Amaziah. So Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king. And he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Joadin. She was from Jerusalem. And so when we read this, sometimes we are given a summary of the king, when he became the king, and who is his mother, and things like that. And then later on, we will be told what he did, and right, and so forth. And so he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not as his father's David had done. And so he might have done everything right, but maybe he didn't go down all the way of humility like King David. In everything, he followed the example of his father, Joash. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. You see, so we are given this summary. And one of the things I could pick up from verse 2, even his mother can be something to be proud of. His mother from Jerusalem, you see. And his dad is from the priestly, really, family. And I know a lot of people can boast about their lineages, you know. Especially in the Arab world, you see, they want to trace their origin to the prophet themselves. And when they do that, you see, they are the proudest of all, you see, all the time. So let us take notes of this man, where he was coming from. And so we see why his heart was just like lifted up like that. After the kingdom was firmly in his grasp, after God gave him success in ruling with success and with no troubles. So that is why the word of God says, after the kingdom was in His grasp. You see, and under His control, really He managed everything well. You see there, and then He subdued everything. So, and this is the danger when things go well, and so we may think that we have succeeded, we have done it, and then can be really a source of pride. And so he executed the officials who had murdered his father, the king. So he revenged. And so, and we, and who knows, this might be the very thing that the Lord sees that he shouldn't have done. So we are not told, but we see now he's revenging. And they are not told to do that all the time, to revenge, but he chose to do that. Yet he did not put the sons of the assassins to death in accordance with what is written in the book of the law of Moses, where the Lord commanded. And so again, he followed the rules. He followed the law of the Lord. And so we see the points where this man really was with God. So that is really a credit for him. And what does the word say? It says the fathers shall not be put to death for the children's, nor children put to death for their fathers. Each is to die for his own sin. And so here, this is an amazing thing, isn't it? So this man, he noticed that the command of the Lord, that he punished the very one who were involved and did the wrong thing, but he didn't kill their children because of the word of God. So verse 7, he was the one who defeated 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt and captured Selah in battle. So it's a strategic city, calling it Jokathel, the name it has to this day. So the city of death, the city where he has killed his enemies. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, with a challenge, come meet me face to face. Come meet me face to face. And here this is where there is a turn. And so here this man, he turned to do what he was not, that was going to be his downfall. And so he said, come, let us meet face to face. But Jehoash, king of Israel, replied to Amaziah, king of Judah, a thistle in Lebanon sent a message to a cedar in Lebanon. And this language is a ridiculing language. And so the other king said, like, oh, you are just like a small thorny bush, isn't it? A thistle. So, and here he is a cedar, a lofty and a powerful tree. And so from Lebanon. And so this is how they are talking. Like now these kings, they are marching for battles, isn't it? And so they're just stirring each other up, but not knowing that there is God who is sovereign over them, and they are kings over God's people, and they are not free to do what they want. They may speak the language they want, and their hearts might be proud and see themselves as great and as a cedar of Lebanon. So this is how they were going. And then he said, a thistle in Lebanon sent a message to a cedar in Lebanon, give your daughter to me, to my son in marriage. So in culture, in those cultures, you don't demand that. So if you say something like that, you are asking for war. You come gently and ask really for marriage. Then a wild beast in Lebanon. So this man, he is he's a cedar, and then also he's a wild beast. That is the Jehoash king of Israel. And then a wild beast in Lebanon came along and trampled the thistles underfoot. There is something interesting. Why this man will give the fuller picture of what was going to happen before the battle. You see? So what he describes here is really going to take place. He's going to destroy this king. And let us continue reading what he says. You have indeed defeated Edom, and now you are arrogant. Glory in your victory, but stay at home. What a statement. He didn't deny the fact that you have been given success. You have been given success. No one can deny this. You see, And sometimes we can apply this in our situation. So the Lord may give you grace, really, to do well in whatever the Lord has led you to do. And then you will forget at what point, really, this success can turn into really a disaster for your life. And that is why it is so important to say that even James that we will turn to in chapter 1 says, like every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, come from above, from the Father of all lights, who has no with no shifting shadows. And so here's a why. You say, I acknowledge this. I acknowledge the fact that you indeed have defeated Edom. And Edom is the enemy of God's people, north and south. Yes, that is right. But you have become arrogant now. Yeah, well, look, you can do that. But be careful. This is verse 10. But be careful. You stay home. Don't move to invite trouble for yourself. You might do this, but don't step out, really, where you will expose yourself to danger. That is what he says. And you are now glory in your victory, but stay at home. That was his advice. And then he asked him these big questions. Why ask for trouble and cause your own downfall and that of Judah also? That as you do this, you are not doing it. You are not bringing harm to yourself alone. You are also people under you who have benefited from your ministry, from your kingship, God's people that under you. Now you are endangering their lives because of your arrogance and because of your pride. And so these kings, like he was under an inspiration of God. He was not a good king. And yet we have seen this in God's providence. He can use even his enemies. He used Cyrus. He anointed him to defeat Babylonians so that God's people can be blessed. You see, so they can be freed and set free from exile to return to Jerusalem. And so the actions of people in position of authority who have responsibility over people, really, they have to be very careful because they will not endanger their lives alone and bring disaster to themselves, but also to the people under their care. Even if it's a leadership position in a church, in a house, in your own house, so the security of people under your care depends completely on you, whether it's a spiritual security or financial security, so you need to be wise in that regard. So this man, Amasiah, really here gives us a good example of someone whose pride has led him into trouble and with him the people under him. And this man has asked the very good questions. And this question, I highlighted it in orange, and I highlighted other things in different colors. But this is the big question. Why? Why do we do this? If it was not for pride, if it was not for lack of wisdom, someone wouldn't have done something like this. So he said, why ask for trouble? Because indeed, this is what he was asking for. And now this is what he is going to get. Amasiah, however, would not listen. And so sometimes we get a warning, isn't it? We get someone to tell us the right thing for us. And then this is what a proud person will do. This is what pride does. So you won't listen to the counsel of others around you, even though those people were really seeing what you are getting yourself into. And here, this man would not listen. He was told, like, look, indeed, you have done well. But even he was not stopping him from glorying and from rejoicing over this. But he said, rejoice, but keep it to yourself. Stay home, you know. don't step out. So what are the things that we can think in our lives? Also, we can see ourselves under this. Apply this word on our lives. So what are the areas where we can see that maybe we are not listening, maybe we are given success? And we can do the opposite also. Like when we are doing very bad also, we are not to think that that is the end of thing, isn't it? So also the Lord God himself can lift us up, isn't it? So it's not one way, it's two ways. In all ways, we are to acknowledge God. and to acknowledge him. And so this is what happened. So he would not listen. So Joahaz, king of Israel, attacked. So the battles really now really started. He and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced each other at Beth Shemesh in Judah. Judah was routed by Israel, and every man fled to his home. So it's disastrous. It's not good for him, and so he's defeated. And simply because he was proud, his heart was lifted up, and just even the things, and we could see, even the things that were meant to be for our blessings, they can turn to be actually for our downfall. That is incredible, isn't it? The very thing that the Lord meant for us to be a blessing for us, like this man was raised up to be a king, God gave him success, you see, and God really fought his battles, and yet the very thing that really brought him blessings, he was given grace to subdue his people, to rule them well, and also to conquer territories that are supposed to belong to God's people, and yet now he just turned the other way around. And so his city, Jerusalem, was captured. Joash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king. Now he is captured. You see, he is coming low, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Ahaziah at Beth Shemesh. So why the word of God is mentioning his lineage, you see? And so here, his line, he's coming from kingship. You see, he's a king and he's a child of God. And so he was defeated. And then Joash went to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from Ephraim gate to the corner. These gates, they were built at the command of God. This provides security for the city of God. And now in the foolishness of this king, they are going to be brought down. And so these are the things that we need to learn, that when we get ourselves to these things, we lose more than we gain. And so even like there is these destructions. And so this man took all the gold, verse 14, took all the gold and silver and all the articles found in the temple of the Lord and in the treasures of the royal palace. You see, like here now, this king, he is not a good king. And yet God is using him now really to rob the people of Israel, even access to their temple and really to worship. Really, with security and things like that. So, as you have seen, it's not a good picture. And this happened because this man was proud, and that is why the Lord really, that we are told here in James, that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. And so the opposite. If we continue to be humble, he will give us grace. And then even if someone would want to start war with us, and so God can work with us. And so because God will not overlook sin or pride, but yet he will also give grace. So anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. And that is what really the word says. So Amaziah, so he chose to see himself in the form of a successful king, who thought to himself that maybe his power, his right hand, his managing the skills, having a firm grasp on the kingdoms and having defeated even Edomites and then that he could see that in the light of like the other kings who were successful and defeating their enemies. And yet now he chose to be the friend of the world because he's just seeing himself in that shape, in that form. And that was what really happening. So the kings of Israel, sometimes they were imitating the other kings in the region, you see. And so they want to behave like them. They don't know that they were supposed to listen to God. So the Bible really is clear about this. Or do you think, the scripture says without reason, that the spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely. But he gives us more grace. That is our Lord. And so my last thing to say to us today is the fact that we are to discern. We are to discern the battles we find ourselves fighting. So we are not to just get ourselves into to troubles. Even the things we pray for, also we are to ask God really to lead us to the battles we are to fight. So maybe you feel like God is calling you to pray for our politicians and Christian politicians who are in battle with their forces of Satan that want to take them out of the politics. You see, so you need to hear the Lord, because it's a big thing to do. So you will face the force of Satan, or people under bondages of drugs. Even the bondages of drugs, you need the right anointing to pray for them. So it's when you want to take up a battle. So really ask the Lord. And so what shall I prioritize? How can I pray? And also even the people you want to help, be led yourself to the better people that God would want you to lead, because you may get yourself into trouble. So we need to follow the Spirit in the things we want to engage in, because the enemy is a cruel master. He will, if we are not protected, or we put ourselves under the right protection, so we will face a lot of trouble. But I'm not scaring you, but I'm saying we are to be led by the Spirit, so that the very good things we want to do don't turn to be for our disadvantage, isn't it? So that is what I want to share. So why should you seek trouble like these men? We are not to seek trouble. So we have enough trouble, isn't it? So this man, he had his own kingdom. Why would he want to start a war when he should have been really focusing on really the things? Even he were mentioned that he didn't do well. You see, like there were other high places, people were still. Why he didn't focus on reform? You see, he could have done this, but I hope we are not falling short of engaging the very thing that we should engage in, and just opening a new dimension for us that we will not afford. Let us pray.